Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
This is the worst. Go ahead.
You
got to turn this off. There is no big payback because Jimmy's not playing. Turn it off. Cut.
Yeah.
There was no big payback last year. There's no payback. Payback for what? For them letting him leave and get $120 million from the Warriors? That's not payback.
Evan, I woke up this morning.
He should be thanking the Miami Heat.
I love sports. We have the dream job. It's real. Take me back to the 80s when they cared. Jimmy, you're going back to the team that you don't like.
Sports,
and you're going to miss this game?
Well, he's got
miss Friday at home against the Blazers. But kick their ass. I'm blown away. This is like going to see your ex and show her you're successful. Pull up.
Or,
and you're like, I don't want to go.
Or it's like pulling up and not giving a damn about your ex. Well, which is how I prefer to live my life. I don't care about what happened in the past. It's all about the future.
Wow.
And what the future is a potential 3-3 road trip for the Warriors. By the way, so you're just counting them out tonight. Like, the Warriors got no chance. Dead.
No, because a couple years ago this happened, and they balled. And I think they got, I can't remember where, but I know Miami was one where it went to the end or they won.
Yeah, Damian Lee.
Okay.
In 2022 when they beat Miami in Miami.
Look at you. So that could happen, but it's the principle, Smokey. That's for all the Friday movie fans.
Well, it's not Friday yet.
I get Steph, but Dre,
and maybe you deserve a night off.
That's a four. Come on, man. Jimmy against Miami.
He doesn't care about the Miami Heat.
And that's what I'm having a problem processing with.
Jimmy Butler played 38 minutes last night because he wanted to get the game in Orlando. That's why he yelled at Buddy Hield. Because he was frustrated that that was a game that they weren't going to win,
knew,
that he
Evan,
tried.
They knew they were off tonight, you think?
Yes.
Wow, that even makes it worse to me.
Well, okay, so if they had won last night, then they would play? Or if they had somehow made it closer than last night, they would have played? No, like, this was a scheduled game off for them.
Now you're about, this could possibly be two in a row. But no, it seems like nobody cares about that.
They've lost two games in a row before.
I hear you, Evan.
They will lose two games in a row again. They've also won three in a row before last night. No one's talking about that. First win streak of the season.
And this ain't about the chef. You know what it is. It's all love with him. But I heard the guys this morning talking about some of the players, Chesky and Spadoni, and what guys make per game. I believe Curry makes $750K a game.
I don't count pockets like that.
But yes, all right, this is Steiny does. But somewhere around there, if not more. And it's just like, I get Steph off, but the rest of the gang, and now you could lose two in a row. Hey, Evan, no big deal, though. And then I want to go, Mr. I'm the working man, and I have been my whole life. Well, I had a couple of EDDs. But, Evan, just do your job. You get to play ball.
I'm going to be honest.
It's not 100 degrees and you're laying bricks.
I'm going to be honest. If I was going to my ex, you know, we're going to the same restaurant, we'll be the same party.
Yeah, yeah.
I know she's going to be there.
Yeah, boy.
Sorry, we ain't talking. Like, you don't get to enjoy me. That's what Jimmy Butler's doing. Miami, all those fans, some of them that like him, most of them that don't, I don't know, I don't care. You don't get the pleasure of watching me play basketball.
Evan.
That's how I think he's looking. You don't get to enjoy Jimmy Butler.
Oh, Evan, this is where, for the first time, you've shown your youth. I would go up in a tux, clean, hand out, how you doing? Showing the pearly whites to remind you what you missed, and he could have did that by dropping 25-30.
Nope.
That's how you play that, young man.
Nope.
How you doing? Look at me.
I'm ding, showing ding. Up with my new date, and you ain't going to get a word from me.
Oh.
Nope. No, sir.
Wow, I'm disappointed, man.
888-957-9570. Let's go to Caleb, who's in Newark.
Caleb.
Caleb, thanks for hanging on, man. What's going on?
Yo, and Giddings. What's up, fellas?
I like Giddings. What's up, baby?
Yo.
I see you, Giddings, in the button, man. Another day coming up?
No, I got to work tonight, man.
I feel you. But, look, let's, first of all, Goo, my guy.
Talk to me.
You got it. Goo, you got to calm down, man. You got to calm down. I mean.
But you're telling me not to care, like, Caleb. I can't.
No, well, you can care, but you got to calm down. Like, I mean, like the Warriors were obviously not going to play their guys tonight. It's obvious. Like, it's a back-to-back. They have an older roster. The most important thing is for this team to be, like, in one piece. And it's been what did Steve Kerr say? It's been, 17 games in, 30 nights or whatever it was?
I got you, Caleb.
You can't run these guys into the ground. You know, this isn't the Oklahoma City Thunder or, like, the 2015 Warriors. Mm. Like, the most important thing is for these guys to be available down the stretch. And also, like, they had to get through the schedule one piece, man. Like, Kuminga will be back soon. De'Anthony Melton as well. Like, at the end of the day, man, it's only been, 16, 17 games.
All right, Caleb.
Just relax, dude. It's all good, buddy.
I got you.
Well, I'll say this, and I don't want to come to your defense. You don't need it. But
and your beard looks great.
I appreciate it. The schedule excuses are going to stop.
Okay.
Or I should say they better stop. Because I laid out for you earlier.
You did.
He's right. Five back-to-backs, first 17 games. Nobody else has had more than three. 17 games, 29 days, 12 cities. All that is true. All I'm saying is that the next 16 games after tonight, you get 39 days. You have two back-to-backs. So that schedule bleep that's been going down, that's been preventing you from finding your stride, that better not be an excuse when we hit 2026. That's all I'm saying.
No, I'm with you, and I'll say this, Caleb, I hear you. Channeling your inner Willard, telling me to, you know, calm down. And I'm not.
He'll be here in an hour.
I didn't like. I'm going to say it to them.
Yeah,
and I'm going to say it to you. I don't like Jimmy taking off after you did what I deem inappropriate stuff to your teammate. That's one. Two, it's like you can't run from the game. Like, you got to face it, E, and I understand, and I'm on record, so I may be contradicting myself for the millionth time. I knew games like this were going to happen where all three were out at the same time, but I don't know why I'm overreacting, but I am because that was a loss, and I thought something happened special in San Antonio. I really did. I thought it was going to propel us to, man, all three of us sitting. You know what, Evan? You and Pasta sitting. I'm Jimmy. I'll play. Like that, I want that. And Caleb, you don't got to remind me we're not the Thunder. We're not the Magic. We're not a lot of these young teams. And maybe it's starting to set in, Evan, that, you know, we are older and I just got to deal with it as a fan.
Well, I think what's set in for Jimmy Butler is it's November 19th. It's November.
You just played half a year last year, bud.
Yeah. I got to set up to play another half of this. I got to play more basketball than I played this season than I played the last two seasons.
But you're cashing the checks.
Okay, well, if you want me at my best, I'm going to be my best now, in February, March, and April.
And, Evan, I hope that's what I don't like.
Well, I don't like it either, but that's just reality. I don't need Jimmy Butler at his best in November. That's the thing that everyone's been selling us, which I understand, right, that if the Warriors are healthy and at their best, they got a puncher's chance, which is another thing that's kind of been bothering me. So, puncher's chance. Do you agree with that? The Warriors have it?
Tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
do. Okay, if you have a puncher's chance, you also got a chance to get knocked out.
Oh, no doubt.
Like, that's why they give people a puncher's chance, is because there's a slim margin, and you got to be Rocky Balboa sitting in there taking body blows while you're trying to knock a guy's block off.
No, I hear that.
So they have a puncher's chance. So does literally everybody else, because there's one team that has one win in the NBA. And that's the Pacers, and they beat the Warriors. So literally, everybody has a puncher's chance against Golden State as they do against these good teams. Wow. Like, that's just the reality. So tonight, I'm also giving them a puncher's chance. Do I think they're going to win? Probably not. But they have a puncher's chance. If Indiana could beat the Warriors at full strength, Why can't the Warriors young guys go be Miami?
But how many times does that ever happen for us where we have guys have, you know, out-of-body moments like Quentin Jackson from Indiana and Ryan Rollins like from Milwaukee? Why? And maybe that will be tonight, but it seems like it always happens against us. And I'm going to read this because it hit me in the cardiac, Austin in San Jose. At you, Evan, this is special to you. The games now count the same. April and May games count just as much as they do now. And I guess that's what I'm saying, E. Like,
not to those guys.
I thought this was about Operation Not Chase. We don't want to chase. We don't want to chase. And you know how you don't chase? You show up to work. And you take care of business. And I know you're not going to win every game, but damn, you have increased your likelihood of losing with all three of your dudes out tonight. And I just feel like when you're 20-3 or 17-4, that's when you get that part of the playbook. Not when you just drop a game and look old to Orlando.
Okay, so would you rather have them, would you rather have Jimmy play tonight and then sit against Portland? He is going to sit at some point. Right, but Jimmy Butler cannot play 82 games. Right, Stephen Draymond cannot play 82 games.
Evan, I swear, I would like for him to play tonight to stop us from losing two in a row coming back to Portland Friday night. So,
but if he plays tonight, by the way, you're probably still going to lose if he plays tonight. Then he doesn't play against Portland, a team that beat you when you were at full strength. And then you might lose. Like, you could lose that game, too, if you don't have a healthy Jimmy.
You know what? I don't know what you were trying to do, but it got me thinking. There's no way I can run from it.
I'd rather punt on this game with give myself a chance.
Okay, but why? Why this? When you say punt, why this game?
Because I don't think Jimmy Butler's good enough.
Oh, okay.
To make Steph a big difference in this game.
Wow.
Jimmy Butler's not that guy anymore.
I won't rob him of that. They could win without Steph, and that's what we wanted to see.
I don't think they're beating this Miami team with just Jimmy Butler. That's just, by the
even
way.
Even with Bam being questionable.
Well, they're also still winning. I think they had a close game against the Knicks. They've won some good games.
Yeah. They score a lot.
They play the fastest pace in the NBA.
Maybe that's why they're out.
In basketball.
Maybe that's why my guys are out.
Well, now you got me thinking.
No, I'm serious.
They just don't want to run.
They put up 142 the other night, Miami. I'm like, damn, what's going on there? Maybe that has something. Style of play.
Oh, come on.
Dude, Orlando was run. Were they running or not? And they play slow, Orlando. But they knew this is the team for us to try to run against.
Well, that's because they didn't have Paolo. Paolo plays slow.
You are down on him. I don't like it.
I don't like Banchero.
They paid him, E.
He went to Duke.
Like, is that wow, E?
Yeah.
You might be telling on
although
yourself.
I don't like Gonzaga guys either, but I like Suggs. I like
Dude,
their
guards. Dude, he's a man.
I can't stand Chet Holmgren, though.
All he needs to do is come home, Suggs.
Who?
Up top. What are you holding on to, bruh?
Did you see him? Look, I'm not one
just
to talk.
Get
because
the Clippers.
I might be there in a few years.
So
I'm
off.
Not one to talk.
You got a head full.
Yeah, right now. But Jalen Suggs, did you see him go get a headband?
I did.
After the first time
and it's
out?
The big, big headband.
I thought he was Anthony Black for a second because Black also had the white
I'm
headband
laughing.
On with the sleeve. Yeah, that's the only shot I'll take at him.
All right,
Terrell's in Richmond.
T.
Terrell, welcome to the program. What's going on, man? How are you?
Guru.
Talk to
Stop
me.
It.
What am I doing?
Stop it, man. Listen to yourself. The boys are in Miami.
Oh, okay.
Do you think Kirk has this already planned?
All right, I got
for them
you.
To
wow.
Take the night off.
Okay, wow.
Just think about that. In Miami. That's all you need
you
to think
about. You know what? You might have sold me, man. Wow. Okay, I mean, you know I omitted
think
that.
Think about that. Nobody's tripping off this game. Nobody. Why are you going to keep running from something that nobody's tripping off of?
Wow.
They're going to go into town, they're going to kick it, party, and go on about their business.
Damn.
That's it. The rest will work itself out.
Wow.
Just think about that.
I hadn't thought about that at all. I don't know what time they got into Miami if they left right after the. I'm just saying what.
I don't think they were out of Miami last night. I could be wrong.
No, T and Richmond just said it, though.
No, I could be wrong. What I will say is they might be going out tonight in Miami.
Ooh.
Because they don't play till Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're going to fly back separately, tonight would be the night to go out, to be honest. And if Draymond, Jimmy, all those guys aren't playing, like tonight would be the night to go out. That's just me.
Doesn't matter if you win or lose, though, huh?
They were playing dominoes last year and got smoked by 30 points.
Evan, maybe that's why I'm upset,
man. They
don't
care.
NBA's got a problem, man.
They do. They do. And this is to the 925. This is to your point. Guru, you expect the NBA players to actually do their job. What else do these guys have to do or not do to make you understand they don't care?
Wow.
Draymond, this is from the 650, says he doesn't wake up until March. I think that's...
He did say it.
Well,
he
also called the team out.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I don't think whether you're playing well or playing bad means that you should or shouldn't show up. Curry's been playing great.
No doubt.
Okay, so what? He deserves a night off, but Jimmy Butler doesn't? I mean, all of them are taking nights off because their bodies demand them to.
But I thought the whole goal was going to space it. Like, we'll never be without Jimmy and Steph without injury because... And that's why you said, and Evan, whoa, you shocked me a little bit, sir, when you said they have no chance even with Jimmy. I'm like, hell nah, Jimmy can do it without Steph. Didn't do it against Minnesota in the playoffs, but I thought he was hurt. But I guess as a fan, I want to see that. Like, okay, one superhero can sit down, but not both by choice.
Steph Curry missed the game in Miami last year when Jimmy was fresh.
Mm-hmm. And they
lost by 30 points.
I remember where. Yeah.
In Miami.
Yeah, that happened.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, and look, like, do I think they're going to win tonight? No, but Jimmy Butler, to me, is not going to change massively, like, the outcome of this. I still give the young guys as good of a chance. Jimmy Butler might help them a bit, but, like, he's not the Miami Butler anymore that's going to drag a team.
Wow, man. And maybe I'm holding on to that, man.
Especially not some of the guys we saw last night not playing very
well.
If
we think we know Jimmy is different, let Jimmy be Jimmy.
I know, it sounds like I'm double talking.
Yeah,
but.
No, I hear you, Evan. You could say, well, your partner does, or me. You could say, hey, Goo is none of our business. You think this is a middle finger to the fans from Jimmy? Or the fact that he played last year when it was new?
I wouldn't put it past him.
Okay.
That's all I'll say. I wouldn't put it past
him. But he played last year, though.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that Jimmy Butler, if it wasn't a back-to-back, he might play tonight. But he played 38 minutes. They went for that game in Orlando. They didn't get it. Curry said he had an ankle thing that was kind of bugging him going back to San Antonio.
Yeah. He was on the ground a lot.
Draymond is honestly the one that I'm...
Nah, you know what, man?
Kind of looking at. But,
we're
again,
staring 9-8 in the face, and I don't like
but
that.
But if you want to keep Draymond fresh, then these are the kinds of things you got to do. And I'm starting to rethink that whole, like, one guy in, one guy out thing. I'm going to be honest.
Just do it and do it all of
just
them?
Rest all of them. Rest
but
all
that,
of them.
Then, Evan, then the more likelihood of those L's on the night you do that are not good. You want to try to go 500 when you play like that.
No, what I think it does is it puts more pressure on games where all three are available to win. Which is why last night really hurt. Because you had all three. It's why the Milwaukee game hurt. It's why the Indiana game hurt. It's why the Portland game hurt.
Yeah.
Because all three of your guys were available and you didn't win.
Well, last night to me, even though I know you're down on Bancaro, that was another edition of a team beating a team, not full strength against the Warriors. So let's see our guys do it against another team.
Well, by the way, I'm still going to watch tonight.
No, me too.
Well, as much as I can. I got to work at 7, but you see my point. I'm going to watch tonight because I want to see what the young guys have. The young guys didn't show up last night in Orlando.
And there's no Kuminga.
Well, yeah, Kuminga's out too. So is Horford. But Moody, Pajemski, Richard, Post, Trayce Jackson-Davis is probably going to play tonight. Pat Spencer is probably going to play tonight. I want to see what those guys got. Because Miami's a decent team. They play fast. Can the Warriors disrupt them? Can Moody hit enough shots? Can Buddy Hield start to get it going? Like, these are the kinds of games where I think those other guys that have to help you on a night like last night but didn't, these are the kinds of nights where maybe they can get some confidence.
Yeah, you just got me thinking, Buddy's going to be starting, right? I would, just because of what him being a little lackluster thus far. I mean, those are three spots.
I don't know if he'll start.
I'm thinking I'd go out of my way to make sure I got him in the starting lineup, Evan.
Well, if you got three spots open, it's Will Richard, Moses Moody, Pods will probably start, and then you got Quentin Post who'll start.
What about Santos?
I don't think he'll start, but maybe Buddy's the fourth. Maybe it's GP2.
Well,
I don't know. I mean,
I'd like to see Buddy.
Well, Santos
start.
Will probably play at some point.
Oh, he's playing for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of the younger guys and guys who don't get burned. Like, these are the games where
not even 20 games in, y'all.
Yeah, but I want to see what Moses Moody can do against Miami,
and maybe it's
nothing. Like, maybe it is nothing, but to me, this is a game where you can measure some of your young talent, get them some confidence, and then when they come back on this homestand, which, by the way, they played a lot better at home than they have on the road,
right?
Then you can try and clean up some games.
4-7 on the road.
Yeah, they lost 6 in a row.
Oh, good Lord.
So they're 3-1 in their last 4 road games. How about that?
Look at that.
How about that? I'm not trying to
bring it down. Because we know what time it is. This is bigger than the Warriors. It's happening right now in the league. And you know, if you were to ask me, Evan, is anything serious going on with Steph, Dre, and Jimmy, the guys that are not playing tonight? No. But I thought Adam Silver was – he had said or sent out a message or an email or a disclaimer saying, you're not going to be able to Popovich load manage where Butler, Manu, and Parker are out in the same game. And that's what the Warriors are doing.
Well, how many guys – well, you're saying how many games did those guys miss?
No, remember, like, he started, to me, the original load management.
Yeah.
None of my dudes are playing. And I thought Silver sent a stern warning, like, we're cracking down on that.
Well, there is.
And that's why I thought we wouldn't get all three a lot.
For primetime games.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a stipulation. But, I think the rule is you have to have your all-stars, or you have to have stars play. I hate to break it to people, but a star is defined as a player who's made an all-star game or an all-pro or all-NBA team 3 years, last 3 years.
So we got one.
I think Jimmy barely fits the bill.
Oh, okay, so that
Draymond
would be two.
Ain't considered
all right,
a star.
I got you. All right.
By me or I think by the NBA's definition.
Uh-huh.
But this isn't a primetime game. They don't have to play their guys. JK doesn't fit that bill. Curry and Jimmy are the only guys that do. Al Horford certainly doesn't. So they don't have to play any of their dudes.
Man, you really got me thinking, Evan, about last night when Jimmy did what he did to Buddy.
Well, I didn't like it.
He probably knew we need this effing win because, you know, tomorrow probably we won't be playing.
Yeah.
Or I won't, at least.
I think he was frustrated. I think last night was a game the Warriors really wanted to win. They wanted to get that game to put themselves at a 4-2 road trip if they lost the next night, to give themselves some momentum after kind of a tough start to the trip, right? And they couldn't do it. That's the other thing that I understand why some people who are concerned about the Warriors' prospects to, like, you know, contender.
Yeah.
And I think they can make a run at this thing. I don't know about a championship.
Even
but
with no low post presence, we're 30th. That's last.
Well, I also think they're going to make a trade at some point.
Okay, I'm with you.
This is a team
that gets me excited.
Well, this is a team that's built to make a trade. They have a tradable contract in Kuminga. They have tradable contracts.
Right.
You could package Hield. Moses Moody makes 11. You know, Pods, you could certainly try and trade. There are guys in this team you can put together in a package.
I heard Spadoni and Shasky real quick talk about Sabonis, and I got ridiculed and needed security yesterday because I wanted Anthony Davis. I want no part of Sabonis, but I'd be in on AD. Would you want Sabonis here?
How about we talk about it on the other side? 888-957-9570. All the Warriors and their stars are out tonight. Butler, Curry, Green, Kuminga, Horford. Is this just the NBA? Is this the future of the Warriors this season? Every few weeks we're going to be looking at a game like this. How are you feeling about it? What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Coming up on Monday, the Niners take on the Carolina Panthers, and you know where we'll be. That's right, Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale, right down the street from the stadium. So Willard and Dibs get you ready for the game starting at 2 o'clock. Come by, great food, great drinks, great people, great experience, and most importantly, your chance to sign up for the free shuttle to and from Levi's. So go to 957thegame.com right now. Seats fill up fast. That's 957thegame.com. We'll see you there.
Hey, it's Joe Shasky, and football season is here right now, and that means Brian Baldinger every single Tuesday, 7:30 all season long. Baldy, now back to Steiny and Goo, and you know my boy from the Un is about to spit that liquid hot magma. Get him, Goo.
He's talking to you.
Why does that fire me up?
He's talking to you.
I want to run through a wall. There's no doubt Shasky used to rap. He's done a freestyle on his show. There's no doubt with that cadence.
I believe
he could spit in a cipher.
Yeah, no, I believe.
Sleep upstairs.
That was good.
Dude, the one where,
one more time.
Can you hit me with the Shanahan one?
My son's asleep upstairs. Shanahan.
Yeah, he didn't.
That's pretty good.
He didn't hold back in that video.
No, he
by
didn't.
The way.
He didn't. Yeah. That was a great video.
You.
Yeah, he dropped a big bomb
they
on that.
They got a special guest Friday.
They do. I think, I don't know. Are we allowed to promote it?
No, I don't want to mess it up.
Okay, I got you. Well,
we were trying
we'll
to get
them.
Yeah. We had them.
We were the first show to have them.
Took his virginity.
Macklin's, okay.
Radio interview.
Macklin Celebrini, his radio debut was on Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, man.
You think Steiny's mad? Now that he knows he's not going to be able to watch the Big Three. Like, how many of Dub Nation's disappointed? Let's just talk about the fan part of this.
Well, let's talk about this. When was the last time you saw Steiny mad at someone, not you?
I don't think he was wrong.
You're the only person that he gets really, well, he's got mad at me too, but.
No, he was mad at Dibs.
Oh, yeah.
Dibs, you're listening. And Dibs don't care. He's like, yeah. I know. Yeah.
Oh.
But other than that, but
we
I
have great station camaraderie, by the way. This
I'm
last
a watch.
5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm a watch. Like, I can't wait, but I'm disappointed because I feel like if they lose, Evan, you're coming home. I'm going to the game Friday, 8th time I've dropped that, and they're going to be 9-8. That's not how I drew it up after 17. But you know what everybody's going to tell me? Give me we got the.
But, like, I'm sorry, though. So at the beginning of this road trip, if I told you that they went 3-3 and were 9-8 coming back, like, you wouldn't like the 9-8 overall.
I don't think I liked the 3-3, especially when one of them you didn't give yourself a damn chance.
But you played OKC and San Antonio twice. That's three games you could lose right there.
But you're telling me you're content with winning three games.
No,
how
I'm telling you, I'm content.
How about we go 4-2, E?
This is maybe the toughest road trip of the season. I'm just being honest. There's six games. You had two back-to-backs built into this six-game road trip in one, two, three, four, five cities.
All right.
Like, I'm sorry. This is not a bad outcome. Last night was a loss that you would like to be a win, but that's the difference to me between this being a good road trip and a great road trip. If they had gone 4-2, that's a great road trip. Now it's just a good one. And I realize that it's coming to a skidding halt and they're probably going to lose to Miami tonight. But I'm sorry, Portland, Utah, and then you got three more games at home. Houston's going to be tough, but you got New Orleans.
And Utah, like, runs. I know the Lakers got with them. Bron had 12 assists in his return, but man.
Utah's just a track meet. They just score a lot of points.
No,
but I'm just saying, like, I don't think they're in a bad spot because they tricked off games against, you
Indiana,
can say the Bucks.
Milwaukee.
Indiana's the one that really hurts you looking at. Like, if they were right now 10-7 going back
home, you'd feel a lot better about it instead of
9-8. Yeah. So
and
the losses that we're really mad at is not the ones last night to me tonight.
Okay. I'm not mad at you, but I do have to say this. There is a constant or a common denominator in the three losses, and I'm going here. Indiana, Milwaukee, and Orlando without Banchero. I saw with my own eyes, forget the score for a second, people, I could tell the youth advantage was on the other team. And maybe that's just you telling me, Evan, and I'm asking you, Goo, that's what this year's going to be about. When it's not right or we lose, age is going to show up. You try to defeat it as best you can, but that's what's disheartening to me is You didn't show it against San Antonio. But then, Evan, against an Orlando team without one of their best players, they were the quicker, faster team.
Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
These days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. So visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Any game they play against a team not named the Los Angeles Clippers, they're going to look old.
That's a nine, man. Is that what it is, E?
Yeah, and by the way, the Warriors, I know that no one wants to hear this because it's not about us, but the Clippers are done. Like, that is a team.
I don't think they're done yet.
They might not make the playoffs.
A bump on the pickle.
Well, Kawhi doesn't play anyways. But last year, I think
he did. Well, he played. Yeah, he shocked a lot of people.
Last year?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm about to bring it up, but go ahead. I hear you.
I thought he played a lot of.
You can't write the Clippers off yet. They got too much talent right now, E.
They had a lot of talent in 2013. Kawhi, Harden. Kawhi played 37 games last year. They were significantly better team around him. In fact, one of the guys that the Warriors are playing tonight is a big guy that they miss, and I think that's Norman Powell.
Oh, there's no
because
the Clippers,
he brings it every single night.
Yes, sir.
And he did last year for the Clippers.
Do we have a Norman Powell, or is Kuminga the closest thing to it?
Oh, we don't know.
I'm being real, man.
Norman Powell gives you 25 a night.
And could give you 35, man.
Norman Powell can score 40.
So in regard to the claw, it's when he came back.
Oh, my God.
He
Norman
played
Powell shooting 46% from three.
Man.
That would be nice to have.
Yeah, Draymond's three-point shots come down, too, that percentage. And it is Fitz was saying it. I was like, damn, is it falling? But, man.
Look. The Warriors might be in trouble tonight, but it doesn't change. Like, these two games, Goo, don't change for me how I've looked at this team for the season.
I like that.
Which is, they can be the team that can go into San Antonio and beat, I think, a group that's probably better than both Orlando and Miami.
All right. I agree.
They can also be the group that stubs their toe a couple nights later.
Yeah, but stubbing your toe consists of just looking older that night.
Well, they didn't look that old last night. I thought they looked too young against the Magic.
Oh, see, I thought it was just the track. It's the reason their young guys were making it difficult on our young guys to cook. They were asking Moody to do a little bit more in regard to, we need you to be Jordan to get this shot off. That's not who Moody is. And that they were uncomfortable. And that's why, I guess, when I say how far this team can go, I might need to recalibrate and go back to the lab and understand on some nights, Evan, it's going to be apparent that the advantage athleticism-wise is going to be to the other team, and then they may have the youngsters better than our youngsters.
Well, it probably will be an advantage for the other team when it comes to athleticism, but okay,
I know
so,
it's more to the game than that.
No, but so the game against Indiana, the one that they lost, right? And it was
they were up.
Worst loss of the season. That loss was because they were too old. Curry broke down. Curry had a horrible fourth quarter.
But you had a lead, E.
Yeah, and you lost it because Curry stunk in the fourth quarter. And I don't know if it was because he was sick, but they were too old. Draymond didn't help you enough. Butler didn't help you enough in that game. Meanwhile, last night against Orlando, the old players were good enough. And you look around, and I need somebody to make a shot.
There was not.
Moody couldn't do it. Yeah, Richard couldn't do it. Pods couldn't do it. Heald couldn't do it. He's not young.
Post couldn't. Look at you.
Post quietly. I don't know if a lot of people picked up on that. Dude, he cannot shoot outside of the 510 area code.
Wow, man.
Or 925, whatever it is here in the city.
Yeah, 415.
415.
Yeah.
He can't shoot outside Chase Center right now. That's a problem. Especially considering they're playing 11 games on the road.
And if he's not hitting, he's not giving you, quote unquote, the big man stuff that you like down low.
Well, he never
has. We don't have no dirty man. We don't have a janitor. Draymond's it.
But Quentin Post has never given you the big man stuff.
Yeah.
He battles. You know, I thought
he played well
against Zubats early in the year.
But he's lighting the tail.
But that's why he was the 52nd overall pick. Like, what Post has given you for that, I think has been pretty impressive. Last year, he shot 40% from three-point range. This year, he's at 34. He hasn't been great. But he's not a starting center.
Mm.
He's a center that starts.
Yeah.
They got a few of those guys.
Well, you got a guy this offseason that only could play half the games. How's he doing?
Well, he just slapped me in the face with that one.
No, I'm just saying. I know what Tito is, man. But right now, I'm asking you all, when is Horford going to – when we say, wow, that was a great get. Like, I'm wondering if the makeup of this team is going to prolong that. Not that he's not trying, and he'll block a shot here or two, but even that hook shot he's doing down low, he did a left yesterday. I'm like, oh, man.
Look, man, it's...
Kawhi's played in six games this year. Jesus, E.
Yeah, but last year they were able to still be a 50-win team, even though he didn't play a lot, because they defended, and they got a lot of other guys to make contributions. Now their bench was also a lot better. Now their bench this year is Chris Paul and Brooke Lopez.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd take the Warriors bench over those guys.
Yeah.
At least they're not ancient.
Jurassic Park.
I'll give you a four. No, but tonight's a measuring stick game for the young guys. And for those people who wanted Will Richard to play a lot last night, number one, I hope he can stay in the game because he fouls. But he's going to play a lot.
Yeah.
Just like against Sacramento. Right. He did well.
He had 30.
He did have 30.
In a loss.
It was a quiet. But he still played well.
I got you.
He still played well. That was his first start of his NBA career.
What would you think the line will be? I don't know what I'm going to check during the break. With these guys out now, what would Evan put the line out with the Miami Heat?
What was that? What was it at before?
It was three.
It was at three?
Yeah. I had Warriors. Now, hold on. Oh yeah, I don't know what it was at before.
I'm going to say like 10 or 11. But, so yeah, for those that are just tuning in, Curry's out, Draymond's out, Butler's out, Kuminga's out, and Horford's out. Kuminga played in the Sacramento game, by the way, so that was a little bit of a difference. You know, tonight you're going to see a lot of, you might see Jackson Roe tonight.
Yeah.
Guy we haven't seen. You're going to see players that do not get burned on the floor tonight in Miami. And they're going to have to find a way to make it work. And, I mean, maybe they, like, if they win this game tonight, I know no one's giving them a chance, and that's, I get it. How would you feel if they somehow stun the Heat and win this game tonight?
That Miami did what we hear a lot of teams don't do against the Warriors, let their guard down when they found out the Big 3 wasn't playing. But I guess moving forward, I wouldn't say the makeup and the DNA of our team has changed because they got this win. It would be a hell of a win. Don't get me wrong. I'm thinking about the post-game stuff and how fun it would be. But, you know, it doesn't change the reality of when you come home against Portland. I hope Dre and Jimmy and Steph are back. And then you kind of wonder, you know, like you today. You killed me when I said, have you ever had to return the glass slippers? And you go, yeah, Stoney's coming back tomorrow. But, you know, you work on your mechanics. You're getting better, but – is there something going to happen in these 48 minutes, Evan, that any one of these players is going to be able to kind of use when the OGs come back, I guess?
Yeah, maybe they can play with more confidence. You know, if Moody hits six threes tonight, then maybe he's feeling better about his shot going back home. If Pods can get on track. And actually, I take that back. Like, Moody's I think, played pretty well. He's been up and down shooting the basketball, but I think overall he's...
No doubt.
He's played well.
I think
well
he's took a step up.
Tonight's about the guys that have largely stunk for a lot of the season.
Yeah. Here's your Buddy's one of them.
Buddy Hield is shooting 31% from three this year.
Damn.
Pods is not shooting league average this season.
Man.
Quentin Post is shooting 34% from three
right
now. Is
it 34 now?
It's down to 34 after he missed all three attempts last night. Tonight is, and I don't think they're going to win the game, but tonight's about getting the guys that haven't contributed when the veterans are present, getting them on track. Right. Getting them a game where, look, tonight you can make, I mean, I don't know if this is the pregame message, but like you can make mistakes tonight because you're going to play.
Yeah.
You have to play.
That's a great
There's no one else to play.
Yeah. Do we get Durag Jimmy? Because we're getting the Cartier frames for Draymond. I think, Pasta, we get Durag Jimmy tonight. I really believe it.
Durag Jimmy.
Please be on the bench, all three of them, right?
Probably.
All right. Please be on the bench supporting the dudes.
Well, so, you know, Kuminga will be on the bench, too. And Horford will be on the bench, too.
Kuminga was wearing something the other night.
There's
going
to be more guys in street clothes than orange jerseys.
And then I love fashion, Evan. You couldn't tell, but I saw Kuminga the other night. I was like, put that together for him.
Oh, by the way, Buddy was apparently questionable with an illness.
Buddy who?
Chavano. Buddy healed.
He has to play tonight.
Well, they need somebody to go out there. I mean, Santos might be starting by the end of the night.
By the
beginning of the game, I should say. I don't know. Maybe you start Trace Jackson Davis. That's a guy you want to see more.
I'm a big fan of it.
Yeah, well, they don't have a center. Their best center is Draymond Green. Can we agree on that?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And what's crazy about that is you think of like it's not even close, right? And that shouldn't be the case. He should have his Bogut or his Zaza or his JaVale McGee, man. And Horford was supposed to be it, but
I don't know if they were expecting Post to take a leap or just be better, but that to me was like that was never going to work.
But let's be honest, Evan, to put it right on the table, brought to you by Echo Pest Control, he kind of was not a hired gun because he's part of the team, but he also was like they put him out there to trick it up because he could do it, you know? And now that, you know, now he's learning the league. It's more to it. He got out to a great start, but now it's like, you got to do other things too than just shoot.
But that's his skill. Mm. That's how he got to the league. He's a good 3-point shooter. And
when your skills not working, then what are you bringing to the table?
Well, he's kind of like Buddy Hield right now. Buddy Hield is a shooter who's not shooting.
Mm.
Last night he took 3 shots in 15 minutes. That's not what he's out there to do.
It's early for him. You're right. Remember, he got off to that great start that people wanted to trade him. So maybe this is a role reversal. He's getting the tough times out now, E. But they need him to shoot. And I'm being honest, Evan, that we shoot a bunch of threes. We're not that good at it. We got the best doing it. But then who's our second best? Like, who would you say the best, second best 3-point shooter on the team is? Well, right now it's Moody.
Yeah. It's probably Moses Moody.
Yeah.
But no, that's right.
We're light in that department is what I'm saying, but we straight jack.
Well, I remember after the first 5 games when they were 4-1 that we were looking at this team like they were gangbusters. They were making a lot of threes. Jimmy Butler was making a lot of threes.
Oh, he couldn't miss.
Draymond Green was making a lot
of
threes.
He shot one yesterday, did hit the rim.
They are very 3-point dependent. And last night, they made 13 of them. They're not going to win a lot of games if they don't shoot well from distance.
I can't argue that.
Especially the bench. I mean, I know people want to kill him, but like they need Pods to take a step up shooting the basketball. They need Buddy Hield to make some more threes. They need Post to make some more threes. They need Al Horford to make some threes.
Where do you feel comfortable saying when it's all said and done? It's kind of a difficult question. I got 50. What Evan Steiny and I got the bet, 50 wins. What do you have this You think they're going to be messing with Finland with 500 for the most part?
No. Well, I hope not. I think this team is better than that. I don't know. Like we were talking about in the green room before the season. I think I said like high 40s.
Wow.
You know, and that
might get you in play, any?
Yeah, it might.
I'm shocked. It's early, but it's not that we could have a whole season of Jimmy and we still have to go through the play-in. That would be disappointing to me.
But they did last year and they almost made the Western Conference Finals.
Working hard though, and that wear and tear on the chef's hamstring.
Yeah, they did. All right, let's wrap this up. Let's take our final call of the show before Wilder and Dibs get in here for the crossover coming up in just about 10 minutes. Go to Mountain View and talk to Jan.
Hey,
Jan, what's going on? How are we feeling?
Well, you know, I've heard all this gossip all morning long, you know, like the season's too long and we got to rest the players. They're wearing out. Well, I just have a question, and it's plainly, is the head coach going to show up tonight, or is he going to sit on the bench? I mean, he doesn't sound like he wants to coach either. You know, it's like he's just sticking up to the, you know, to these veterans, and you know, like is he gonna coach the game like he really means it, or is he taking the night off too?
I think Steve Kerr is still going to be coaching tonight, Jan.
I'm sorry?
I think Kerr is going to be coaching tonight.
Well, you know, he's been sounding like, you know, the veterans are worn out and everything. Well, you know, one of them should have played last night. Maybe another one should have played tonight. You know, not all of them at the same time, rather than now they all take the night off because they're in Miami. Well, you know what they did in Miami last night, because it wasn't that long of a plane trip. So they probably just, they had this plan just like a caller a few time ago. But that's my question.
No, I'm with you, Jan.
I got you, Jan.
Hey, and you know what? Hey, Jan, I
love
her.
Maybe Nicholas. He should coach tonight.
Does it come off worse that it's in Miami, wink, wink, that all three are out?
No, I think you'd be just as pissed if this was, San Antonio. San Antonio. Right. Like, well, I mean,
do what you do, but
you called out Draymond. You said he should play against the Spurs after calling the team out.
And I think that, do you think that was the reason that got changed or he showed? There was no doubt. Yeah, and it's okay. But just hearing Jan say, and the Kerr's going to coach his ass off, but I guess I don't like that it's Miami and this is the one they're all out at, Evan.
That this is the one. Is it because Jimmy played for the Heat?
Or is it insinuating you got after it last night?
I don't think it's a back-to-back. I don't think. So if they got after it, like the old guys did, but the young guys didn't, the guys who played tonight didn't go out last night, but the old guys who aren't playing did.
Well, then at that point, it's ranked. Somebody's got to play, but I'm just saying, I don't know. Just hearing Jan's tone had me think, like, hey, if this were Dallas, I wouldn't even think twice about it. But, okay. Social media will tell us. Like they were playing that down, but we'll find
Maybe
out.
Maybe I'm naive. I don't think the guys are out until 3 a.m.
Okay.
Last
I'm not,
night.
All right,
now, they might be out tonight because they got a day off coming up. But
that's interesting.
I don't think they're going to catch the Miami flu tonight. I just think, to Jan's point, if they looked at this game ahead of time, I think they kind of did.
Andrew Wiggins going for 30. I'm saying it now. Well, you said, what if it's a blowout? Miami?
If it's a blowout, he's not going to get to 30 points.
Right. Let's hope, man.
In fact, if Wiggins scores 30, I think it's because it's a close game.
All right.
So maybe you do want Wiggins to score 30.
Yeah.
All right, Goo. Well, we got the crossover coming up in just a little bit with Willard and Dibs. Looking forward to this one. I don't know. The Warriors are not—they're not dead. I know they're old, but they're not dead. I just feel like people are completely writing off this season already in game 17.
Because the Warriors are sharing with us their Star Wars plans for the Galactica. Because they're telling us, it's about yonder. It's about a month down the road. The schedules and the roads are too difficult, and the frequent flyer miles. Maybe that has something to do with it. Out and ball and beat somebody's ass.
This is who I feel bad for. This is from Byron McLaughlin in the YouTube chat. This so isn't fair. We got these tickets since they sent out the schedule here in Miami to see the team, and last year was the same. Warriors think people are picking money from, I don't know. That's who I feel bad for. I feel bad for the Warriors fans that get one chance to see their team on the road. And
that's real talk.
You don't get to watch Curry.
And to Curry's credit, he did something. I forgot where they at, where he missed a game, got with the young man. But you can't do it for everybody, even the grown-ups. So that part of it is why the NBA has a big – I mean, Evan, come on. I take off work. I don't have the bread, but I find a way to get it. And I want to go see Evan Giddings play, and you're sitting – in your Gucci frames and Cartier glasses and Kenneth Cole, Stacey Adams.
But I don't know whether to blame the league. I don't know whether to blame the players. I don't know whether to blame the coach. they're all pointing the fingers at each other. All I know is that these guys aren't playing tonight. Curry, Butler, Green, Kuminga, Horford, they're not playing tonight. And the Warriors are going to be at a disadvantage.
And no other sport has this. Baseball's a day off Sunday. I get it. The stars sit. You got to rest them. It's a different sport. Football, we know they don't have it. I just hate the NBA has this issue.
Let's run it by Willard and Dibbs on the other side. The crossover coming up on 95.7 The Game. This is a Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Freedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Freedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. Giddings and Guru, Steinmetz, back tomorrow. That segment was brought to you by Barry Festrek.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.